Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio, and tonight I want to talk about something I just expanded into and expanded of, and that is I now understand the past never has existed. The memories of the past are creating your present moment, good, bad, or indifferent. How does that make you feel? How will that open you up to understand there is more to life than trying to heal the past? How would it feel to try to experience the present moment to expand out of all the doubt and all the stuff that your past is in chiding you with now? And, you know, that is something I'm really expanding of right now is how does life show me everything one time, but every time I avoid the scholarly savvy of the event, it becomes a controlling memory and a liability because I'm afraid to admit I was afraid of the learning lesson in the scholarship of the wit, the scholarly wit of the situation. And that is something I really expanded into in the last 2 days, actually. And I really like expressing what is new. And something else I've really expanded into is my parents were excellent for me to expand through all my life. My parents actually put me in the right place to expand. But however, how did I fall into the shame and blame scam of blaming my parents for not having everything rather than me opening up to experience everything? How did I stop and become locked and blocked in yesterday rather than moving my life forward through the situation? And how did me trying to fit in, I always wanted to look good and think I was a know-it-all, thinking I was up there with the higher echelon rather than just be myself, and I did that big time. This is really a true admittance for me of my get riddance of the ridicule of myself. How does trying to be a know-it-all and always trying to fit in cause all the rank and rancor and anchor me in yesterday? And how does the ancestral anchors in all of us that war, pillage, plunder, ridicule, gossip, and all the negativity and trying to think we can do things unsavory actually create the angst in our lives? How are we taught angst over affluence? That is something I really am expanding into too. Angst over affluence. How is it easier to get mad than see other things? You know, when you really become energized with a new inner wise, you become willing to invigorate the stalwart energies in ourselves. And that is the thing we always really want to expand of is the energies in ourselves. But we really stop when we become locked and blocked in the memories of the past. That's all the past is a memory, and the experiences are still going on today because how does the memories and them images and them words and the pain actually create the events of today? That is the question I had to ask myself and the question I really expanded of today. And, you know, my parents did the best they can. They come through the 30s, and actually they were great parents. And I got to thank them for more than I ever realized. But they both passed and are in heaven now and looking down, and I finally realized they were dynamic when they was here. But now they're ultra dynamic to me because they showed me the way, and I was too pig-headed to see it and understand it. And see, the life isn't about the parent and about the life situation. It's about thinking and being envious of other people, and I had that within me. Gossip is another thing we've learned And we think by backstabbing and saying unsavory things about others, we move our life forward. And that's the biggest lie we live right there. That's the biggest lie I've experienced in myself, because I never, ever will go anywhere with the blame and shame scam I have inside me. It's appreciation and embrace love of life that will move me forward and really expand who I am. And really, when you start talking about you and writing you and thinking you and start writing me, myself, and I am, my life unscammed and really unscammed myself to be of my new wise assured affluence within myself. It's really about letting go of the know-it-all in us and think we're smarter than other people. And that's really what I've expanded into this week, this last 2 weeks. It's really been an eye-opening year for me, because I've really learned the masculine side of me is illiterate. And the feminine side has got foresight, but it takes the both, the yin and the yang, to get rid of the dang. Because men are locked and blocked. And if you look at the leaders of the world, we're still locked and blocked in yesterday. What has really changed, or really what has expanded out of from ancient times to now? Because all we have is technology, but really we still have the war, the pillage, the plunder, and just the tyrant tyranny within the world. And that is where we really become, everything becomes blocked. And it's, and see, we think we have to control people rather than expand people so they can broaden their world. You look at everything from wages to the way politics are. What's the difference of the politicians today? And everybody thinks low wages is the way to go, but low wages is actually the poverty of the world, but we have a self-ingrained, self-taught thing that wages are not part of, but wages are actually the weekly economy, and when people are making money, the world goes forward. And that is something that we're locked and blocked in. And something else I really expanded of is the words we use are latched and attached to a certain way of life. How is the word you use a comfort zone and won't let you move forward? So anyway, what is the words you use that really have you locked and blocked in yesterday and really afraid of life? How is change, you know, change, heal, create, transformation, bind, they're all a horizontal plane. We got a vertical timeline, a horizontal. You know, something I've really expanded up to, when you're aware, you can never go into a negative. Expand, energize, enterprise will never allow you to go into a negative thought. You're always in inspired expression. And that's something I went away from, is I let go of the word thoughts and expanded of inspirational expressions to be my way of life. I really started really, really looking at that and understanding the feelings of inspirational expressions over thinking and thoughts. And how do you, that really expand your life and really allow you to move forward? See, I've been in the personal growth game for over 20 years, but I was stuck in the change, heal, create. It wasn't when I done expand, energize, and enterprise, I become awake and alive. So when you expand, how you never can have a negative thought. You have to think negative to make expand. You feel energized when you use the word expand over the word change. And would you rather expand your life or change your life? Because change has got pain ingrained. Expand is have grander within us. Open us up to experience a brighter, bolder life. With an elegance of energized enterprise surprises of our own superstar savvy that we all encompass. So how are we afraid to trust ourselves and be part of our own, trusting our own abilities? Rather, would we live on the liabilities of, be a liability by trusting other people for our lives. I know I have, and I still do. But what will open you up to live the life you desire in a brighter, bolder way? You know, it isn't what the teacher's doing in their personal life. It's how's the teacher touching your life to expand you of new stuff. And that is something where I'm really, really opened up to understanding life is grand. See, it was never anybody in my life. It was my childhood and blaming things in my childhood because, you know, people come in all shapes and sizes, and I was a short person, and I had everything in the egotistical world against me. It was my inner savvy where I had it, and sometimes wisdom comes in different, will never allow the special people of the world do anything. It's always the people of life that will allow you to do it. See, the teacher, the people you most want to avoid are the teachers of your life. Because the people you want to emulate, they're emulating what has expanded them. And what expands you, and how have you listened to all the gurus of the world, yet your life stays the same? How does that really, really play out in your life and cause you the sham of shame and all the other stuff going on inside you? That is something I've really opened up to, but it's really about the ridicule of childhood. How does that still play out today? And people ridicule because they're fools. And they're really afraid of what other people think. And how does that stop you in your tracks? And how is that something you can never, ever get back because you're still stuck in the flack and the crap of that and the rat-a-tat prattle of that? You know, words and images and what people done in your childhood stay with you. But it's not in the childhood. It's still happening in the present moment. So to expand out of the memory of the past, it has to occur right now in the present moment. So what are you willing to do in your own life to expand? One of them is appreciate and embrace yourself. I love and embrace and appreciate myself for facilitating and participating on my paths of purposeful prosperity and peace. When you let go of the sappy of happy and get into the propelling elegance of peace in her turmoil, and the peace and turmoil and humble in the bliss of life, you'll be kissed with the gratitude of yourself. And how do you like that? How would you like to be kissed with the gratitude of one of your by your of myself? And that's who, when you feel gratitude towards yourself, you're gracious in life and you're humble. How is it the humility of life really expands people and allows them to move forward? And where in life do you really open up and engage in a new way of life? It plays out in a prosperous way. What is the world of your life that would really open up for you? When you stop, see, we always are looking to blame people for our circumstances. I was guilty of that. But I energized every circumstance in my life to dance. Everything in my life I energized for the wise of myself. And that is the truth. And when you can go into the wise, you can geyser the gratitude of everyday life. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom LLC Enterprises. And my website is mycowboywisdom.com. My email is robert@mycowboywisdom.com. And I will see you Thursday, and y'all have a good evening.